All right, Kyle Chisholm, okay. Your last Supercross ever, but not really. Right, Will? Zero chance. Right, dude. Zero chance. He may not be full-time.
It's like Wilbur Wall Street.
Yeah. I'm not leaving.
I said it's my last full-time season. Next year I'm only doing 16 races.
Okay, all right. Okay, fair. Yeah. No, but like, yeah, you rode pretty well today. In the main, I thought you rode better than you did in the heat.
Yeah.
So that part was good. How tough was it out there? Like, were you actually thinking about shit like this?
Honestly, no. Like, I mean, a little bit. I was honestly just trying to enjoy it more. There's sometimes, like, if you're struggling, you're just, like, miserable for 20 minutes out there, right? And there's parts I struggled, whatever. But I told myself on the gate, like, just before, I was, you know, you have all the feelings. You're nervous, excited. Yeah. Whatever, like, yeah. You don't know what's going to happen, yeah. Right? You could get taken out in the first turn. Yeah, it's racing. But I just told myself, I'm like, and I've tried to tell myself, it's easier said than done. I've tried this before, too, but especially, like, potentially the last race. I'm like, man, like, literally 30-second cards up, and I'm like, I'm going to miss all these feelings, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. Because every time you get hurt, you're watching TV, you're watching, and you're like, damn, I wish I was out there. Like, I wish I had that. Like, sometimes you're on the gate, and you're just like, gosh, I don't feel comfortable today. This is going to be miserable for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But now it's like when you see it from that other perspective, you get hurt.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I would give anything to have that miserable feeling, right? Because it's not really miserable. So just embrace that. And I try to tell myself, like, just go have fun and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I definitely rode better. Not my best by any means, but I had fun out there. Like the one rhythm after the finish, I wasn't doing the 3-3 on off, which was a little better.
Yeah.
It was way more fun to do the 2-2. It wasn't that much slower. The 2-2-3 table single.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just doing that every lap because honestly, it was just fun. So, yeah.
Opening ceremonies was cool. They put you in opening ceremonies, the video, all that. Yeah,
yeah, it was cool. Like, to be honest, I know some people are probably like, oh, why is he out there? And I kind of feel like that a little bit too. But I don't ask for it, obviously. But I appreciate them doing that. You know what I mean? I don't feel that I deserve any of that by any means. But I also appreciate, you know, them doing that. Super cool. Just honestly, more for like my kids and family to see that kind of stuff. So appreciate that, and it was fun.
Is Dawn's here?
Fun doing it. No, mom didn't come. She's been at a lot of them this year though.
Next year, Pipes, he's not doing a full season. He's done a full season, but we'll do 16 next year. So if you want to sign him to a 16 race deal,
yeah. If AMA starts a geriatric class or something like that, we'll do a full series. Okay. Yeah. No problem. Or what do they have in like the golf thing? What's the
seniors tour?
Senior. Yeah. No, we're gonna do a seniors tour, and no, he actually rode really, really good today. Like,
I thought so too. Yeah.
I mean, 14th, like he was going forward. Like, there's still some speed there. So it was very, very neat to see. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, if you could wave a magic wand and do a schedule next year, what would you do, and like would it be for these guys, or like what would you want to do?
To be honest, it's gonna depend on what I do, right? Like what I do, if I'm still like with the team and testing and riding quite a bit, it'll be easier to like show up and do races. Like I said, I love racing, I wish I could do it forever, but I can't. But the biggest thing is, like, that's why I said since A1 when I announced it, right, I'm like, it's just gonna be my last full, like, it's so much commitment to do 17 super, even just supercross, all the prep for months leading in and all the week in and week out, the grind. Just my last year of like committing to that, right? But if I'm in a testing role and I'm riding, I'd love to show up at Daytona and just go race, right? If I'm in a position where I can do that, right? Have that freedom.
Right.
But if I'm doing also something where I don't get to ride very much, it might be hard to show up and just do some of that stuff. So it's going to depend on where I am. I know the team has some meetings coming up here in the near future on more of their stuff, but also a little bit that involves me. I'm hoping I can stay with them and keep doing stuff. But we'll see kind of where I fit in and what I do. And I hope it's something that allows me to kind of still race. I still this year plan on doing playoffs.
We'll see at SMX.
Yeah, I might do a couple outdoors before if the team's cool, which they are, but we'll see how it goes just to get ready for those. I want to do World Supercross too, so it's not the last not my plan to never race again. Just last committing to the whole season.
All right, well, you went out with a bang tonight in AMA, and like you said, we'll probably see you on the line somewhere down the line, but tonight was good. So thanks, buddy.
Thank you. In Vegas, I already talked to Skip. You missed him over here.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, I'm down. He said we're ready, so let's do it.
The farewell party, Vegas SMX, Skip's Brewery, Saturday night, Huddle Brewery. We'll do that. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.